Chapter 4. The Unwitting Accomplice. Mr. Henry Fowler, 47, knew Edward Pierce in rather different circumstances. Fowler admitted freely that he had little knowledge of Pierce's background. The man had said he was an orphan, and he was clearly educated and well-to-do, keeping a most excellent house, which was always fitted out with the latest appurtenances, some of them exceedingly clever. Mr. Fowler remembered particularly an ingenious hallway stove for warming the entrance to the house. This stove was in the shape of a suit of armour and functioned admirably. Mr. Fowler also recalled seeing a pair of beautifully constructed aluminium field glasses covered in Moroccan leather. These had so intrigued Mr. Fowler that he had sought a pair of his own and was astounded to discover that they were 80 shillings, an exorbitant price. Clearly, Pierce was well-heeled, and Henry Fowler found him amusing for an occasional dinner. He recalled with difficulty an episode at Pierce's home in late May 1854. It had been a dinner of 8 gentlemen. The conversation chiefly concerned a new proposal for an underground railway within London itself. Fowler found the idea tedious, and he was disappointed when it was still discussed over brandy in the smoking room. Then the topic of conversation turned to cholera, of late an epidemic in certain parts of London, where the disease was snatching up 1 person in 100. The dispute over the proposals of Mr. Edwin Chadwick, one of the sanitary commissioners, for new sewer systems in the city and for a cleaning up of the polluted Thames, was profoundly boring to Mr. Fowler. Besides, Mr. Fowler had it on good authority that old drain-brain Chadwick was soon to be discharged, but he was sworn not to divulge this information. He drank his coffee with a growing sense of fatigue. Indeed, he was thinking of taking his leave, when the host, Mr. Pierce, asked him about a recent attempt to rob a gold shipment from a train. It was only natural that Pierce should ask Fowler, for Henry Fowler was the brother-in-law of Sir Edgar Huddleston of the banking firm of Huddleston and Bradford, Westminster. Mr. Fowler was the general manager of that prosperous enterprise, which had specialised in dealings in foreign currency since its founding in 1833. This was a time of extraordinary English domination of world commerce. England mined more than half the world's coal, and her output of pig iron was greater than that of the rest of the world combined. She produced 3/4 of the world's cotton cloth. Her foreign trade was valued at £700 million annually, twice that of her leading competitors, the United States and Germany. Her overseas empire was the greatest in world history, and still expanding, until ultimately it accounted for almost 1/4 of the Earth's surface and 1/3 of her population. Thus it was only natural that foreign business concerns of all sorts made London their financial centre, and the London banks thrived.